Have you ever experienced the agony of watching a friend suffer after making a mistake? Or have you ever been that friend? Watching so much of what had been built become destroyed. And then facing the long road of reconstruction. But we know the pain, don't we? The hurt that comes after taking the wide road instead of the one less traveled, or the beaten path rather than the designed one, crossing into traffic while ignoring the warning lights. The theme of this guided audio meditation from Jeremiah chapter 31 will help you move from mistake to recovery, to rebuild joy. It's the same story of reconstruction that the prophet Jeremiah shared with Israel 3,000 years ago after they turned away from God. But it's just as present for you today. So to begin your meditation, settle into a place of recovery for a moment. Just relax your body and your mind, even your gaze. We will be together for about 15 minutes. And as you discover healing in those quieting moments, listen and join in this responsive prayer from Psalm chapter 34 and respond softly with, Lord God, rebuild me. The righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He rebuilds them from all of their troubles. Respond, Lord God, rebuild me. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Respond, Lord God, rebuild me. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord rebuilds him from them all. Respond softly with, Lord God, rebuild me. Spend a few moments now in complete silence. Do not ask for anything. Just simply allow the Lord to love you, to rebuild you. Encounter him now. The breath of God is the life and the power of God, given to you to be His ambassadors to the world around you. So be the wind and the breath and the air and the Spirit of God now through your breathing. If they weren't before, close your eyes and simply take note of your breathing, just slow, deep belly breathing. It may take a few deep breaths, but feel yourself settle into that peaceful healing rhythm, being mindful of God in your breath. Spring silently as you breathe in and out. Rebuild me. Lord God, rebuild me. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing, whispering for God to rebuild you. Continue to be aware of God in this moment and just take note of Him everywhere around you. How are you aware of Him right now? How are you aware of His presence? Do you feel any tension? Do you feel or hear or even smell something broken or not working well that needs rebuilding around you? Shut nothing out. Experience God everywhere around you, speaking to you through your surroundings. In the process, your mind may wander, and that's fine. But when you realize it, try once again returning to the simple act of being present with Him in your breathing. No judgment or condemnation here as your thoughts drift. In fact, I give you permission to let your mind wander. As your mind drifts from His healing, let that be your trigger for it to return to His recovery. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three distinct readings of expanding verses from different translations. Don't analyze too carefully, but simply listen for a word gift from the Holy Spirit. One from Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 3, from the New American Standard Bible. The Lord appeared to him from afar, saying, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness." What did the Holy Spirit center you on? How are you more present and aware of God from this passage? After pausing a bit longer, what still remains of this passage in your mind? Continue to rest here in the joy of His presence and healing. Listen once again to a wider reading from the New International Reader's Bible. The Lord appeared to us in the past. He said, "I have loved you with a love that lasts forever. I have kept on loving you with a kindness that never fails. And I will build you up again. Nation of Israel, you will be rebuilt. Once again, you will use your tambourines to celebrate, and you will go out and dance with joy." What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as you let those words continue to heal you, to rebuild you. Let your mind drift through the imagery of Him rebuilding, taking what is broken in you and piecing it back together with tender, careful, everlasting, loving hands. Can you see that there? listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Amplified. Listen for words of rebuilt joy. The Lord appeared to me from ages past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you and continue my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you, and you will be rebuilt, O Virgin Israel. And you will go out to the dances of those who celebrate. Again, you will plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planters will plant and enjoy the abundant fruit in peace. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, with your eyes open now, what do you see or hear around you that is broken, in need of repair, to be rebuilt? Maybe in your home, maybe in our nation, maybe in the world, or maybe in your own soul. Now let your mind move to Revelation chapter 21. As the angel carries you to a mountain great and high and shows you the new rebuilt holy city Jerusalem coming down out of the heaven from God, how it shines new with the glory of God. Its brilliance is like that of a very precious jewel, like jasper, clear as crystal. The angel shows you the city is made of pure gold, as pure as glass. And the rebuilt foundations of the city are decorated with every kind of precious stone. What emotions do you feel? Where do you feel them? How do you feel them? Rest for a moment at this construction site, this rebuilt city, your home. As you were present in your imagination seeing the rebuilt Jerusalem, discern God's presence and provision in your life now, here, today. What in your life is in need of repair? Where has joy left? Joy that needs to be rebuilt. Consider that now. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing, whispered breaths of longing for the healing of God. And let that be your meditation, whether you're starting your day or preparing for sleep, that the Lord heals and rebuilds. Let me pray now that in this moment you will recall the everlasting love of God and how His love lasts forever, a love that never fails, how He has, He is, and He will build you up again. Just celebrate that truth. And now may the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace. Amen. So today or in the days ahead, you may experience some brokenness, realized moments of necessary healing, spiritual rebuilding. And have you noticed that it is often the neglect of simple repairs that makes major rebuilding necessary? So be mindful of both repairs and rebuilding. And then thank God for His strength and loving hands for the job at hand. Consider too how you can be a friend to someone in need of repair. How might God work through you to bring them healing? You might start by simply being present, just looking in their eyes and simply listening to their whispered cries for help. So when you're ready, whether starting to wake or starting to sleep, be mindful of God and the work of rebuilding already underway, your feet resting on a new foundation, your joy rebuilt, and your encounters with God abundant.